Commentator Stephen Ivory's been thinking about some of the women he's dated and about the women associated with some of the women he's dated.
In this world, there is a woman, a good woman, intelligent, well-meaning, and otherwise independent, who knows what she wants in a relationship, but who is uncertain of her emotional instincts. And so this woman turns to the committee. The committee is the ambiguous, opinionated coterie with whom a woman consults regarding matters of the heart. The committee is mentioned, though not officially, in any number of R&B songs. The committee is the, quote, Jean and Joan and Who Knows Who, disdainfully referred to in the Santana classic Evil Ways. They may be male, female, co-workers, relatives, lifelong friends or casual acquaintances. Their commonality is having this woman's ear. And they relish the power of their influence. Certain personalities are integral to every committee. There's the foreman, the clearest thinker of the bunch. The foreman is known to advise a woman to go with her feelings. Keep in mind, however, there is no such thing as a compassionate lynch mob. The flip-flopper. This committee member is with you one day, against you the next. The executioner. By far the most dangerous committee member. This person wouldn't recognize a healthy relationship if it camped out in their bathroom, yet feel perfectly qualified to give advice. Misery loves company. And fellas, the executioner wants you out of the picture no matter what. Another committee member. The committee member who will try to hook up with you after you've been dumped. That would also be the executioner. The fact is, life is not always completely clear to any of us. We all deserve someone who cares enough to listen, advise, nurture, and even protect. However, committees don't always have honorable intentions. Sometimes they are envious, and sadly, there are those who put the opinions of a committee before their own. Fellas, look out for the signs. If a woman says, I was just talking about you with my girlfriend, or Erlene was wondering why she hasn't met you yet, or what department did you say you worked in again? Shantae wanted to know. You can be sure your application is being scoured unmercifully by the committee. I've gone before my share of committees. I once dated a woman who insisted we do practically everything, movies, picnics, with her posse. Committee as clique, if you will. By the time I resolved to make the effort, it was too late. The tribal council had spoken. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she see. Have you ever thought she was trying to get close to me? I no longer date where a committee is involved. Think it over. I figure if a woman can't make her own decisions regarding romance, then something is wrong there. And if I am continually attracted to such a woman, then something is wrong here. Fellas, keep these things in mind the next time you throw your hat into the ring. And take bittersweet solace in the fact that ain't no committee gonna keep her warm at night.
Stephen Ivory is author of Fool in Love, One Man's Search for Romance or Something Like It.